Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by ShamanSpiritCenter.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about expectations and beliefs regarding narcissistic relationships and just in general. This is a very important topic, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. When dealing with toxic relationships or with people in general, one of the things it's important to remember is that our expectations play a huge part in things. Having expectations means having assumptions or preconceived ideas of how things are going to go. If these expectations are realistic and reasonable, then that's usually fine. If they're not, we often suffer hurt and disappointment. The fact that our expectations are not met means specific things to us about ourselves because of our beliefs. For example, if your belief is that people who care about somebody will remember their birthday, if someone you care about doesn't remember your birthday, you might conclude that this means that they don't care about you, even though it may actually not mean that in reality. We've come to this conclusion and we're now hurt or disappointed because of the beliefs we have and the expectations attached to that. We're not hurt because of the other person's actions per se, but because of what we believe their actions mean about ourselves and just in general. This is not about whether our beliefs are right or wrong in and of themselves. You know, that's up to us to decide. The important thing is to understand how these beliefs shape our expectations. It's also important to understand that nothing about this diminishes someone's responsibility for their actions. If our partner is unfaithful, the fact that our own beliefs about their actions hurt us does not mean their behavior was okay. It's still wrong. They are still responsible for doing that, and absolutely nothing changes this. So what does it mean to have realistic and reasonable expectations? To have reasonable and realistic expectations means that our expectations fit the facts of the situation. For example, you don't expect to get groceries at Home Depot. Why? Because they don't have groceries at Home Depot. You came to that understanding by going to Home Depot and seeing that they don't have any groceries there. You now know they don't have them there, and you don't go there expecting to find them. Now, if Home Depot advertised groceries, but when you got there, they didn't have any, you would not go back there looking for groceries. It's the same with toxic people. They may be advertising things they don't have in order to attract people, but it does not take long to see that these things are not actually there. This is where our expectations need to change. For most people, the belief that someone does certain things when they are feeling certain feelings shapes many of their expectations regarding relationships and other people. If someone loves another person, they will do X, Y, and Z. If someone does not love another person, they will do A, B, and C. If someone's behavior does not fit into these beliefs, we often either reframe their actions to make them fit, or we discard the information that doesn't jibe. This is necessary to feel that our expectations are being met because the beliefs attached to them are very important to us. For example, if we believe a partner's faithfulness is a reflection of our worth, the expectation is that the partner will be faithful as long as we are good enough. If a partner is unfaithful, the conclusion based on this belief is that we're not good enough and this is what actually caused the infidelity. This actually makes no sense, realistically speaking, because a person's actions are not controlled by or determined by other people in any way. However, there are still many, many people who believe that. Their belief makes it real. It makes it true for them. If infidelity, therefore, happens in this situation, there are a few solutions that present themselves according to the ego's belief structure that created the expectation. The infidelity can be denied or ignored. It can be explained by blaming an other, such as the person your partner was unfaithful with, or the person can attempt to control the situation by changing themselves to be perceived as better so that the infidelity will stop or not happen again. Nowhere in any of this is there room for the idea that the partner was unfaithful for their own reasons, and this often does not even occur to people. Why would it? This is their belief, and there's no other explanation for the behavior. Because of that, all of the ego's proposed solutions here attempt to resolve the wrong problem, and they therefore reinforce the belief that the partner's fidelity is contingent upon the person's own worth. Making yourself different will not make somebody faithful. Nothing will make someone faithful if they choose not to be. Even the best-looking, smartest, kindest, most rich people have been cheated on. It's not about anyone or anything else but the person choosing to be unfaithful. It's really important to accept that this has nothing to do with us and stop trying to control, change, or fix things that we have no control over. Remember, you cannot get groceries from Home Depot, and your wanting them to be there doesn't change that. This is the same dynamic present in toxic relationships. The expectation is if the person loves us enough, their behavior will change. When this doesn't happen, the belief is that this is because we are somehow responsible for this lack of love. This is often heartily reinforced by the toxic person, but it's important to remember that the belief generally did not start with them unless they are a parent or other important caregiver. The belief, most times, was already there, and they are simply pressing that button over and over again. Changing or ending the relationship helps, but it doesn't help enough. Changing the button is what helps. Changing expectations is about accepting the reality of the situation. Once again, you cannot get groceries at Home Depot. Doesn't matter how much you want them from there or what you offer to pay, you can't get groceries at Home Depot because Home Depot has no groceries to give you. They don't have them, and they never will because that's not where you get those things. Once you can see that, it makes no sense to keep going back and trying to get them from there. Your wanting them to have groceries or your belief that if Home Depot cared about you, they would have groceries has nothing to do with reality. They don't have them, and that's it. You can either go somewhere else to get what you want, or you can keep being hurt and disappointed when you don't get what you want from a place where they don't have it. In the same way, we have to accept the reality of a relationship or a situation. It doesn't matter how much you want something or even how much you deserve it. Doesn't matter how much you ask for something or complain about not getting it. If someone doesn't have it to give to you, then they don't. You can either accept that or keep being hurt and disappointed by the fact that you're not getting it. You're not asking too much. You're just asking for it in the wrong place. Changing your expectations changes your experience. When we don't have expectations designed to reinforce beliefs about ourselves and our worth, it's a lot easier to see people's behavior for what it actually is and not to personalize it. We can see abuse, infidelity, dishonesty, disrespect, and everything else other people do as what it actually is. The reflection and sole responsibility of the person engaging in those actions, and that's it. It's important to challenge our beliefs in these situations as well. Where did we get the idea that our worth is determined by someone else's perception of our value? Where did we get the idea that we are somehow in control of or responsible for the behavior of other people or that the things other people do are about us? Where did we get the idea that loving us is all that is required for somebody to change? Where did we get the idea that simply desiring something means it's possible to get or to do? When they are said out loud, a lot of these beliefs make no sense, and it's important to put them to the reality test so we can see if they pass. Many of them will not, and if they don't, we can work on creating more realistic beliefs and having more realistic expectations to go with those. This is not easy. Many of these beliefs are things we've carried our entire lives, and changing them can be really difficult. Changing them sometimes means letting go of things that are really important to us. Sometimes people don't even realize they have these beliefs, which makes challenging them difficult. Changing our expectations can sometimes feel to people like they're lowering their standards. But remember that having realistic expectations has nothing to do with allowing something in your life. Actually, it often works the opposite way. When you accept how things really are, it's a lot tougher to make or accept excuses for toxic and abusive behavior. It really is. Having more realistic beliefs and expectations enables us to make more informed decisions because we're not clouded or motivated by what we think someone's behavior means about us and our desire to control, change, or undo that. If you have more realistic beliefs and expectations, it's easier to stop giving people chance after chance when they've shown they have no ability or desire to change their behavior and no intention of doing so. If you refuse to accept that Home Depot does not have groceries, it's going to be difficult to ever stop trying to find them there. Know what I'm saying? I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, via email, and through Skype. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the book an appointment tab. Go ahead and do that. I teach workshops a few times a month, so if you're interested in seeing what we're running, you can visit littleshaman.org to go ahead and do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast, brought to you by shamanspiritcenter.com and littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you, and have a wonderful day.